Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Back on our bridge, huh? How long were we gone? Everything's covered in dust.
Oh, yeah. I think that came in on my new cowboy boots.
I told you to turn off the authenticity generator.
I did. Just not right away. What can I say? I like the Hulk sound.
Great. How much of this dust is actually dung?
You sure you don't want to let Joe mop up in here?
You know we can't do that.
Narrator's code. I know.
Not just the code. Can you imagine if Captain Madeline knew about us? The confusion. The explaining. The bad math.
Yikes! Yes, you've got a point. So, what's happening now?
No clue. Let's go find out.
Drop and roll!
Would you stop saying that?
Oof. I think I broke something.
You're going to be like the boy who shouted Rolf.
Rolf?
Yes, like he was going to throw up, and everybody backed away, but he never did, until the one time he did it, no one believed him, and he Rolfed all over everybody, which really taught him a lesson? That's not right. He's not the one with barf in his hair.
So, in these instances, do you explain or wait for her to reason it through?
Neither. Life is too short.
Would you mind perching, Shavsuri? Your flappy flappies are giving me the chilly willies.
Yeah, well, maybe consider warmer pants. Or zipping up the ones you got.
Very well, but my balance is off. Something about my pod discombobulated my inner ear. Oh, heads up. Oops. Sorry.
Well, at least the lights are on in this one. What is that smell?
Cinnabon. We're at the mall.
Yeah, but circa what? 1980s? I see an Aladdin's castle, Walden books, KB Toys, Claire's.
Ooh, Claire's boutique. I've been wanting to get my ears double pierced.
There's no one there to do the piercing, Captain.
Never stopped me before. Last one, there's a stud.
You'd think with so much experience on the receiving end that she'd be a lot better at insults.
Someone's in Famous Bar.
There is a bar? Avec les cocktails?
Famous Bar.
Oui, even better. Why is it famous? Perhaps for its outrageous appetizers? Last one there gets a Shirley to the temple.
Again, I must ask. Have I maybe misunderstood the whole last one there is a plus insult arrangement?
I believe Famous Bar was a clothing franchise from the Earth 80s.
Should we go in?
They do have a housewares division, I believe.
Is that relevant?
Have you seen the bucket I've been forced to use? Please. The 2100's called, and they want their crappy bucket back.
It's sort of an obsession with you, huh?
Seriously? It's, like, right there.
I take it you prefer I walk.
Frenchie there wasn't wrong about your backdraft. You actually parted my eyebrow.
I beg your pardon?
I think he means your downwash.
Excuse me?
You're windy.
That was my chair.
Huh?
I mean, I believe it was the dog's fault.
What are you talking about?
Human interlocution is very difficult. I believe I am meant to blame anal irritations upon furniture or canines.
Choose your favorite.
Huh?
Yeah, all I got out of that was human, difficult, and anal. Just don't fly over my head, okay?
She's a bat, not a seagull. Yes, Pippi, we prefer you walk.
As opposed to flying.
Yes.
Because my wings generate wind.
Yes.
It's like being caught in a jet stream of an actual jet that just finished off a convenience store shrimp cocktail.
I see. One thing, have you ever seen a bat walk?
Huh. Can't say that I have.
Vampire bats are adept perambulators. They are also an outlier in the Chiroptera family. I say this to warn you.
That is an abomination.
Oh my gosh.
Good Lord.
That's wrong.
Lori, what are you doing?
I am walking.
Okay, I know walking, and you, Missy, are not walking. For God's sakes, where are your knees?
Perhaps you go ahead and fly, and we'll just deal with it.
That was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen, and I've been on the ship with a real vampire.
Ooh, don't ever ask her to do that again. What was that?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's pick up the pace. Come on. Let's go, let's go!
Welcome!
Pluto! Where have you been?
Ah, my lady and I have been on a grand adventure. We started with a tour of my realm, but as the sulfur began to rebuild, even her sweet syrup scent could not compete. Since then, we have been touring the cosmos, testing the delights our galaxy has to offer. Though, I must say, the greatest delight in the galaxy was always the one at my side.
Hey, do those big security gates work anymore? Anybody see a switch?
Where is Donna?
I believe she is roaming the section referred to as Beauty. And now it truly earns its title, having her within its borders.
Is he always like this?
Yeah, well, why do you think I ducked into this commie outfit, people's drugs? Here, Dramamine, for emotion sickness.
That's not how that works.
Mix it with a little bourbon. You'll stomach the sticky stuff way better. Now, where the hell is that switch?
May I help you?
Yikes! Woo! Where did she come from?
Oh, yes. I forgot about the little sprite. She pops up now and again, offering assistance but rendering none.
I guess child labor laws don't apply to animatronics. How old is she?
May I help you?
Yeah. Please lower the security gate.
There you all are. I'm afraid I overshot the front door. Navigating in small spaces is tricky.
Might I ask you to land, please? You are blowing the mustard off my soft pretzel.
Very well. Whoops! Whoops! Whoopsie!
That seemed unnecessarily dramatic.
Perhaps you'd like to try perching on a mannequin's arm. I apologize for the relocation of your mustard.
Did you say mustard? Contacting mall security.
Security? Speaking of unnecessarily dramatic.
No, this is good. How many security people you got?
Are you sweating? What's going on?
Perhaps we could finally get some answers, re-condiments.
If only.
Do you hear that weird sound? It's like a bunch of people moaning and pain.
Can't be. Food court hasn't been open in decades.
Decades, huh? Then where did Pluto get that pretzel?
Good afternoon. How may I be of assistance?
Yeah, we're needing to lower the security gate.
Good afternoon. How may I be of assistance?
Ah, hell, he doesn't see me. Pluto, say something to him.
Me speak to an underling? I think not.
I'll try. Hey there!
Good afternoon. How may I be of assistance?
That weird noise.
Yeah, that's why we need to get this gate down. Pippi, your turn.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Okay, good. The girl hears Pippi. We can work with that.
I speak to her. She speaks to the security fellow.
Anybody else hearing moaning?
Mon Dieu. This place, she is paradise.
Oh!
Oh! I'd ask where you've been, but I think we can guess.
The perfumery is full of these little girls who spritz you with so many glorious scents. It is magnifique.
Oh, jeez. How many trips to there did you take? Smell like Saturday night at a sorority house.
My eyes are watering from the delirium of smells, but these are not all the smells I'm detecting.
Pippi, tell the counter girl to get the security guard to lower the gate.
Oh, now! Oh, God, now! Yes, now! That's what I mean by now!
What is your obsession with that gate? And holy shit, are those zombies?
Gate! Now!
Yes! Would you mind terribly requesting of the security guard...
Pick up the pace, Pippi. These are the fast kind.
...that he manage for us the lowering of the...
You've got to be kidding!
It's my programming. Shut up.
I'm sorry?
Would you please relate to the security guard that there is an imminent threat that requires the immediate lowering of the security gate? She's not hearing me.
Freeze! No, everybody can keep moving. Freeze! You go talk to the security guard.
You called me stinky.
What?
You called me stinky.
Okay, I'm sorry. You smell like a sunny day in a garden. Now, go talk to the guard. Now!
You see, it is not so very difficult to get along. Monsieur.
Bah!
He is ignoring me. Will he ignore me when his innards are speed across the floor?
God damn it, Leet. What did you do to these things?
It's not safe to block the store entrance, ladies and gentlemen. May I show you to a table?
No! And Pippi, you told her to shut up!
Is my rudeness really pertinent right now? And I told you to shut up.
She follows your direction! And the last order she heard you give was to shut up.
Oh, yes. Unshut. Shut down.
No! Shut down is not the opposite of shut up. Think 80s. 80s. We have to say her name.
Surely not.
We have a very fine list this year, if you prefer younger vintages. And may I say, sir, the writer is showing considerable restraint in not making jokes about bungholes and cork taint.
Is she, though?
Boys, what do you mean, say her name?
Leet messed with all the animatronics, right? And he loves silly stuff. It's like a jinx. We have to say her name.
But what is it?
Name tag. She's surely wearing a name tag.
I don't see one. There is a discarded cardigan on her chair. Perhaps the tag is there.
Oh, look.
Hi-ya!
Yee! Okay, no touching the cardigan. Oh, for crying out loud, the zombies are at the Orange Julius.
There may, however, be some discussion of length and mouthfeel, as those really are too good to pass up.
What the hell is this guy talking about? Never mind, who cares? Now what do we do?
Okay, we can't see her tag, so we're gonna have to get her to put her sweater on.
It's not chilly enough in here.
The controls for the air conditioning!
No, not fast enough. They're at Crate and Barrel.
You know what? You want chili? I'll give you chili. Score one for wings.
Could you stop? You're poof-poofing away my sense.
Really? Score two for wings.
It's working. She's drawing on her cardigan. I can just see the tag. Emma. It's Emma.
Emma.
May I help you?
Tell the guard to lower the gate. Hurry.
Cyril, could you lower the security gates, please?
On it. Damn, these things are slow. Oh, they're at Elaine's cooking. Oh, now Claire's. Oh, hell.
The captain! Surely she has sense enough to stay. Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, mon Dieu! They are coming under the gate!
You're an assassin? Do something! Oh, God. Never trust anybody with two asses in their job title.
Un assassin live peepers. And dude, I am an assassin for hire. I cannot just go around giving out freebies.
Pluto! Can't you freeze people?
Live people?
Punch. Don't you roll the dead?
Their souls, not their bodies.
An assassin who won't kill and a god with a minion? And you complain about a little freeze.
Et voila! The gate is down. Is there anything else I can get you? A cheese plate, perhaps? Spittoon?
Okay, that'll keep the rest out, but there's plenty already in. We need more help.
Pluto, go get Donna!
Oh yes, good idea. I must ensure her safety.
Emma, punch. Tell the guard to help fight the zombies. Punch.
Cyril, please help these folks kill the zombies.
Very well, but there will be a corkage fee.
No, this is a promise.
Up here. The wee green is here to save the day.
And why exactly are you just sitting there?
Because, I am the assassin for the 6748, and I have not been paid for months.
Care to guess the last time I got paid? Get in there.
Okay, where's Blotto? Where's Pinto? Donner and Blit? Where's Donna and Pluto?
They're fighting off the zombies, the other entrance. I must say, they're much more efficient than you lot.
Why are you asking? You do not need them when you have moi.
Where did the counter girl go?
Olivia, can you check on Captain Madeline? Last we saw her, she was headed for the Claire's Boutique.
Yeah, she's not there now.
Where is she?
How the hell would I know? Don't worry. Zombies traditionally want brains.
I do not think so, for they are not attacking moi.
Olivia, can you help us with these zombies? Spray them with acid or something.
You're a bit vindictive.
Sheesh. They're trying to kill us!
Are you sure that's what they're up to? Did you ask?
Should we? Punch.
Sure. Go on. Punch.
Excuse me. Hey.
Seriously? George Romero is in Pod Bay 98, and you thought that would work?
Captain!
Back up, y'all. I've got this. This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Captain! Is that an ear-piercing gun? And what happened to your forehead?
Slightly modified, but yes. And it took a few tries to master the controls. Was anyone planning to come get me?
We were maybe a little busy. And how did you get through that crowd?
I was holed up in Claire's and down to firing hoops and danglies when this kid showed up and disappeared into the employee break room. When she came back out, I figured I could use her to get away. The zombies are scared of her. So I rode on her shoulders back here.
And she got you through the gate. That's gotta be the weirdest rescue ever.
Yeah, you might want to talk to Jesse about that sometime. Hi-yah! Okay, that's the last of the ones in here.
Oh, congratulations. You managed to kill a bunch of already dead people.
More, more. I must have more to fat. Let me out.
Oh,
That was a good one. Now try these.
Whoa there, John Wayne Lacey Cuffs. Take it easy on the mannequins.
Oh, your head is hard.
My love and I have vanquished the zombies at our back door, and she has returned to selecting sunscreens for our next journey to San Helios. My fair lady burns easily. Hello, Captain. What has happened to your forehead?
We're safe for the moment, but that horde can wait forever. We need to figure a way out.
Out? Yes. Where my prey awaits.
Is he like this often?
I've never seen him like this before. What was in those perfumes?
Musk. Animal reproductive scent. I believe our assassin here is in rut. He seeks another ram to butt horns.
Right! That's me out.
Oh, so many words I don't want to hear.
Killing is alive.
Well, hello. May I interest you in a sample of our selection?
Me?
Indeed.
What selection does a security guy have?
Do you prefer something dry, leasy, full-bodied, oaky and rough, or yeasty and young?
Ooh, I have no idea what you're offering, but I want it.
Emma, who exactly is our security guard?
Cyril was previously the sommelier at Crate and Barrel.
That would explain the towel over his arm and the faint scent of tannins.
I guess it's a good thing Donna's getting sunscreen, then.
No. No, dear lady. Tannins, is there any point?
Nope.
That explains why his zombie-fighting weapon of choice is a corkscrew.
For you, madame.
Where the hell did that come from?
Who cares? Ugh. That numbs the pain.
Open the gate. Sesame. Ouvre toi.
Open sesame? Seriously? Damn it, Leet.
Well, Aladdin's castle is just across the hall.
Come to me, my little piggies.
How about you go to them?
No. I am disappointed there are so few of you. Stab you, stab him, in the brains.
Dang, he's mowing them down.
I guess it's easier when they don't fight back.
May we discuss your flocculation?
If it's so bad, just back away. Sheesh.
He means the particles in your wine.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit gritty, I guess.
I see.
Well,
perhaps Madame would care to make another selection.
I don't think I made this one.
So, about our escape.
It appears Freeze has nearly cleared the path.
Good, good. At least we won't have to wait around for a sandwich machine to appear.
Cyril, the mustard.
Ah, yes. I'm afraid I must confiscate that pretzel.
No, tell him this is my palate cleanser.
Oh, sure. Why not? After all, this is why I went to captain school.
Did you, though?
Shut up! Cyril, the pretzel is a palace cleanser.
Palate.
Whatever.
Ah, I see. That's problematic. I don't. I can't. But I must. But everyone deserves a clean palate. But my directive
is, is he starting to smoke? Ask him why the condiments are so important. Quick, before he blows.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Just do it.
Fine. Cyril, why does the mustard matter?
What if he is a pewarist?
I fear his worlds are crashing together.
The condiments!
I'm trying. Cyril, what about the mustard?
Defend the palate!
Well, hell.
One might have hoped he'd have a longer finish.
Ew.
No, Captain. In wine, the word finish... I surrender. If gods could weep, you would be the reason for my tears.
Still no answers.
Where did all of these zombies come from?
All right, mes amis. You may come out now.
Hang on. Is his bloodlust still up? Because I don't plan on being on the receiving end of a bottle of decongestant.
I'd ask what that means, but I have zombie in my hair.
Freeze's body temperature and adrenaline levels ping normal.
Good. Open sesame.
Ooh, looks like Aladdin's castle is open for business.
Why didn't that happen when Freeze said it?
Maybe it doesn't speak French?
Last one in has a Kong like a donkey.
Seriously, I have to ask.
Don't. Just give her some quarters.
No, 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 not yet. There's still a major unanswered question.
Which is?
Did Joe get a new bucket?
He did. A Rubbermaid 15-quart roughneck. I'm sure they will be very happy together. The condiment mystery continues, though.
And the mystery of why Leet messed with all the animatronics.
If, in fact, he did. As of now, that's just a theory. Now that the mall's been cleared of zombies, I think I might amble down to check out the mics at Radio Shack. Care to join me?
Ooh, yes. Credits first?
Of course. You start.
You've been listening to Chrissy Talent Sage as Julie, Sarah Way Warner as Pipistrel, Eric Perry as Joe, Aaron Clark as the notorious French assassin, Le Bichon Frise.
Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, introducing my kiddo Michaela Gorley as Emma the counter girl, and John Dowgin of Mission Rejected as Cyril the security guy.
Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Lucas Elliott creates our artwork.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Chrissy Talon Sage is our sound engineer. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry.
Wrap it up! My next Sennheiser awaits.
Keep your hands off my Sennheiser, too. We'll see you next time, Space Monkeys. Keep reaching for the stars and enjoy the flocculation.
Oh, was that really necessary?
Oh, come on, it's funny.
Wine snob humor. With this audience.
Meh, I can hope. Lights.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.